From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Here we are, the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Dugout Podcast, ALCS, the Yankees win game three, still down two games to one to the Astros. Excellent game for the Yankees tonight on many fronts. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. That's where you can find our audio archive shows for all the episodes, including iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher app. So let me say this real quick. We'll get the stakeholders on, have a quick night dialogue. Is like very, very, very late error in this episode talking Yankees baseball. Todd Frazier, I don't know how the hell he got that thing out the right field, man. That was one of the most ugliest follow-throughs on a swing I ever seen to make it a home run. But that three-run home run to really get the Morton was really good for the Yankees to get them off, man, on their way. Now, we all talk about Judge's struggles. We talk about his bat has been, you know, he's been a strikeout machine, literally. It's like at least two dozen strikeouts throughout this postseason. But nobody forget, you know, let's not forget about his defense. It's pretty decent. You saw the right field catch off the wall, the diving catch in right field. Now, Gary Sanchez, same thing. We'll get to that as far as what happened in game two, and that really kind of irks me, him botching that relay from Didi. And then also Betances, and that's another thing. We discussed it last week, Night Chandler 7, that's Chandler on Twitter. We discussed that last week when we need to see a situation where the Yankees have a nice, comfortable lead and see Dellin Betances getting in the game. And obviously, we got what we saw, whether it didn't, what it worked or it didn't work, that he pitched and he didn't pitch well. He walked two guys. So that's probably it for him this postseason. Maybe this series for sure. But maybe even the postseason if you're talking World Series. Dellin Betances, you got to see him, but it didn't work out. So that was kind of key in the game where Collin came in and got the key double play to get Altuve out, which was a great thing because now you don't have to use Aroldis Chapman in back-to-back starts. So, I mean, back-to-back relief outings. Let's get the guys on and have the discussion, man. And CC Sabathia, another well-rounder of applause, a good quality innings. He's been spectacular, and there's no doubt that he's going to be pitching game three with our backs against the wall, down 2-0, and which has been a very well played series by the Astros, going up 2-0, and it could have went either way for the Yankees in either game. But give credit to Dallas Keuchel and give credit to Justin Verlander, man. You know, it's been excellent pitching for the Yankees. Period. In this series, they just could have translated into wins in Houston. Let's get the guys on, man. I'm bringing them all in at the same time, man, because I know everybody's time is valuable. The infamous Knickerbocker Avenue, our source for the streets for the New York Knicks. NBA season, actually, tomorrow, on Tuesday, we'll get him on. We'll bring on Night Channel 7, get on Ray as well. Avenue, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on, Steve? What's going on, brother?
What's going on? Nothing much. Let's get Chandler and let's get Ray real quick. Chandler, what up?
Let's bring him
in. What up?
What's up, man?
What up? Right, cool. Let's start with Av. Av, talk to us, man. What's your thought,
great
man?
Win. You know what? You have to give it up to the Knicks, to the Yankees pitching staff, you know, for all three games. But tonight, CC, you know, kind of did a repeat performance that he did in Cleveland where, you know, he kept Houston off balance. They didn't have an answer to his cutter, to his changeup, to his slider. He pitched a very, you know, well-balanced attack, held him three hits. There's nothing more you can ask from him. I don't know how Todd Frazier's ball ended up in right center field. I'm guessing, you know, it may hit a jet stream or something, but that was the ugliest three-run home run I probably have ever seen in my whole life. And, you know, it's good to see Aaron Judge finally break out of the snide. I mean, you know, it's not that difficult to get, you know, to hit one out of Yankee Stadium, but at this point, we'll take anything at this point. And it was good to see that Houston, you know, did not ride the momentum after picking up Didi Gregorius in that first inning. The Yankees did everything right. You know, they figured that if they weren't going to get enough offense, you know, generated, you know, at the plate, why not, you know, force the issue, you know, bunting the first two hits of the game and then building off of that. That was to me, you know, a great way to kind of break whatever momentum Houston came in with this game, and then of course CeCe came in and mowing them down. So big ups all the way around. I'm happy. Let's see if they can tie the series tomorrow.
All right, cool. Let's get Chandler's thoughts. Chandler, what's your thoughts on the game, man? And we get the Ray.
I've never been a Todd Frazier fan. I am becoming more and more a fan because he did something I haven't seen him do his entire career, honestly, which is he was looking for a pitch away and he went away. And yeah, I know it was an ugly swing, but he was trying to go the other way and he just happened to get it up in the air and it went out. And to me, that's impressive because this is a guy who, honestly, if you look at his stance, he's a dead pole hitter. Okay, he's going up there trying to pull the ball, and he changed his approach and went the other way because that's what the team needed. That was great. You know, Didi just got stuck in the mud. It is what it is, man. Sometimes you're trying to get back, and the damn ground just won't let you. You know, CeCe did what CeCe does, which is he gives you an opportunity to win the game. And that's all we can ask from him at this point. He's 37 years old. He's not going to go 9, but he gives us a chance to win. He keeps us in the game. If it's a scoreless game, he keeps it scoreless. If they get a run, then he keeps it at a run. If they get 2, he keeps it at 2. So, you know, he keeps it tied. Listen, man, CeCe, they need to keep him on this team, you know, for the next couple of seasons, in my opinion. I kind of felt once we got up that it was going to be Adam Warren and Dellen. That's what I wanted to see. That's what we got. Adam did fine. Mm-hmm. Dellen, it's all mechanical with him right now, man. It's all mechanical. He's flying open. You watch his foot. You watch his lead foot. If it's point towards first base, it's going to be a ball. If it's point towards the plate, it's going to be a strike. He only pointed his foot towards first base one time, and that was the only strike he actually threw. Okay, it is what it is right now with Dellen. The only way you can bring him in the game right now is if you got a 6-run lead. It can't be less than 6 runs. It can't. Adam Warren was fine. He did what he was supposed to do. Canely did what he was supposed to do. I know that those idiots on Fox, ooh, they got Chapman up. So what? Okay, Chapman's only pitched once in this series. I'm not trying to hit him right now. But it was a good win, man. It was a good win. Some guys got some hits. I still want to see Gary, kind of shut his strike, I want him to manage his strike zone a little bit better as far as Sanchez goes. But listen, man, this was the game we needed. It's 2-1, and we go from here.
All right, cool. Night Channel 7, I get Ray's thoughts. Ray, what's your thoughts on the game? Yankees win.
Man, listen. What I noticed about this postseason is that the Yankees, game 3 for the Yankees has been crucial, and the Yankees have delivered. Have you noticed against Houston, on the first 2 games, we didn't give up a lot of runs to Houston, which is a good thing. We've kind of been neutralizing them because, you know, Houston can score runs. And by the Yankees playing the way they have, and especially crucial on game 3s, that's when we come back. Because I feel that this lineup, in the first 2 games, they get accustomed. They kind of get used to they pitching, and then by game 3, that's when we wake up. So the CC has done a phenomenal job. I feel that the Yankees need to bring him back at least one more year because this guy has pitched. He's been there before, and he has experience. This is why CC has been winning games in the postseason. Aaron Judge, home run. Frazier home run. You know, the Yankees usually by game 3, I notice in this postseason, that's when they wake up. And if we keep this momentum going, I mean, it could be something special. Like this team, I don't mean to really stretch it there, but this team kind of reminds me of the 96 team minus the pitching, because the 96, we have better pitching than we do now. But man, this team has, I don't know, this team's been shocking me, man, this postseason, man. This Yankee team can be dangerous. That's what I got for now.
Yeah, I agree with all those points, guys. We go back to what we said about Gary Sanchez as far as him getting he's getting more of a groove. He looks like he's losing his patience at the plate as well. I can't help but bother watching that game on Saturday in that relay, not getting securing the ball and applying the tag. And I felt that Friday and Saturday games versus the Astros, it seemed like the Astros got all the, I would say breaks, but they made the plays when they had to make the plays, especially Reddick in right field, left field Gonzalez throwing guys out at the plate, or let's say Gardner stretching out for a triple. I mean, the Yankees did the right thing, being aggressive on the pads. They just got beat by better plays in one and two, and you add on Dallas Keuchel's performance. He does what he does against them. And then you add in Verlander, he did what he had to do. I mean, this game is really splitting hairs as far as the Yankees could at least been up 2-1 at this point. That's neither here nor there now, because now game three, we got exactly what we said, like Chandler said last week. We needed to see a game where what we're going to see out of Betances. So we had a nice coast-to-coast win. But, see, we got to see it, and now it's like, to me, it's like we got to move on. And I'm glad that it happened the way it did that tonight, because it had it been a closer game, then we would have had that evaluation. One more point, and I'll go back to Av. The DH is, man, for our team, that's a huge hole right now. I mean, as far as American League, you know, let's say the Yankees come back and win this series, whatever, or you lose the DH when you go to a national ballpark. But the DH is, whether it's Ellsbury, Headley, Holiday, I mean, they have no answer. I wish we had a bat to solve that. Or is there any kind of alternative to what they're doing at DH right now to get that going?
Well, the sad thing about it is that it doesn't seem like they're really going to Holiday. I mean, I looked at the postseason stats for this season so far. For this postseason, I mean, he hasn't produced either, but he's only had one. He's only played one game. I think that was game two of the division series. I think since he's a veteran, he's been to the dance before. Same thing with Ellsbury. He's somewhat of a veteran. He's been to before. They just need the repetition. Both those guys are so used to being, be out in the field, being involved in the game. Now they're just resorting to being, just a designated hitter. And sometimes that does get to a player. During the regular season, they have alternating days, so they can get a feel for the game and it's a different situation. I don't know what the best option is. For me personally, I prefer if it would be Holiday, and then you always pinch hit him or pinch run him if he gets on late in the games and you throw in Ellsbury. But I really don't have an answer at this point. I don't know whether if you ship them up in the order, put them up for more RBI opportunities. Maybe they'll see better pitches. Something's got to give. But it's not like everybody else is hitting. It's not like Hicks is hitting the cover off the ball. It's not like aside from that home run that Frazier's been that great. But I mean, Bird's been pretty good. Castro's been has been up and down. Gregorius is been productive, but aside from that, it's that DH spot and along with the Sanchez and Judge spots, those three things really need to get it going. I really think that if you bring in Holiday and you move him back into towards the middle of the lineup, batting fifth or sixth, maybe that should get some production out of there, but I understand the logic of not bringing them in, because then then we probably don't win this game. I don't have an answer.
All right, Chandler, what's your thoughts as far as that, as far as DH? Any quick fix to reconcile that, or anything else you'd like to add as far as what you saw from the first three games of the series?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't watch game one. Well, one, because I hadn't downloaded the app to watch it yet, and plus, I actually knew that we were going to lose to Keuchel. It's courses for horses, man. The Keuchel has our number. I honestly didn't even want to see that game. I watched the second game, and Verlander does what Verlander does. And like Av said, it came down to them making perfect relays on plays in order to beat us. And you know what? I'm not going to criticize guys for trying to take the extra base when you make guys make a perfect relay. If they make a perfect relay, then there's nothing you can do. How often are teams going to make perfect relays two games in a row? Honestly, we watch a lot of baseball in our lives. How often when you make three guys touch the ball, does it work out? We saw the other night it doesn't work out when three guys touch the ball. So I don't have a problem with Gardner. I don't have a problem with Bird. Sanchez should have had that ball, okay? Period, end of story. He should have had the ball. It is what it is. Like I said, when you make a team throw the ball around, that's what happens. As far as the DH goes, the guys we have where you were using at the DH are not guys who historically in important situations have come up big. I'm talking about playoffs. I'm not talking regular season. Matt Holliday, honestly, I don't want Matt Holliday as the DH. He gives away at bats. He gives away at bats. You watch him, he gets frustrated quickly, and he'll just start swinging from the heels, and he will give away an at-bat. I don't want Matt Holliday playing. I really don't. At this point, honestly, I'd make Ronald Torres the DH because here's the one thing Torres does. He barrels up the ball. He puts the ball in play. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get hits, but he's going to put the ball in play. When you put the ball in play, you put the onus on the defense to actually make a play. That's who I would put at the DH right now because Headley is the guy. We watched him tonight. He knew they were going to go back foot slider with him, and he still swung. Ellsbury knows they're going to go back foot slider. He's still going to swing. Holliday knows they're going to go low and away. He's still going to swing. Rather than say, okay, they're going low and away, I'm either going to look away and just try to go the other way, or I'm going to spit on it. That's not what they're doing. Ronald Torres, all he does is say, I'm just going to put the ball in play. Everybody says, oh, he doesn't walk. No, but he makes contact. All our DHs right now need to do is make some damn contact. The best at bat of the night by Headley was his last one where he put the ball in play. That's all we need them to do. So for me, I don't want Holliday batting. I don't want Ellsbury batting. I'm not really enamored with Holliday. I'd make Ronald Torres the DH because out of the four of them, he makes the most contact.
All right, cool. Let's go to Ray, get his thoughts. Hey, Ray, my same question to you as far as any quick fix at DH. Anything else you'd like to add from games one through three?
I mean, the Yankees, you know, like I said, man, the Yankees have been trying to figure these pitches out. I mean, you know, Kirkley and Burland, I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. But DH is one of our weaknesses right now, and I don't see a fix to it unless, just like the last call said, they put Reyes on there. But other than that, yeah, DH is one of our biggest weaknesses. Unless they put somebody else on DH, I mean, the DH needs to wait. Whoever's playing DH, they need to start making contact with the ball because we need that, you know. And if the DH, you know, we can't get no production from DH, then we're gonna be in a lot of trouble. But the first three games, I mean, like I said, they were very tight games, man. Like, it could have went either way. Just like you said, Steve, we could have easily won one or two of them out of the three. We should be up at least 2-1, you know what I'm saying? Or at least one, or you know what I mean? Like it could have went either way the first three games. I'm just glad that this game we won, but the first two were so tight that, you know, Yankees is letting people know, like, yeah, we're here. Like, we're not here by luck. We're here because we are good. You know what I'm saying? And we've been kind of, like, clamping it down on the Astros because, I mean, the first two games, to be honest, the Astros got good opportunities. This is the reason why they won the first two. They had good opportunities at the right time. That's the reason why they beat us the first two games. But it could have went either way, you know what I'm saying, with the Yankees. But, yeah, man, I mean, this series is this series right here is very interesting to me because I want to see what the Yankees do tomorrow. And if we win tomorrow, we'll go up 2-2. I mean, we'll be tied 2-2, and then we'll go back to Houston. And if we could at least win one game in Houston, we can bring them back to Yankee Stadium and try to win this series. So, you know, this team has just been phenomenal to me. You know, Tanaka's pitched well. CeCe's pitched well. You know, Servi, you know, he got hurt the other day, but Servi's bounced back. You know what I'm saying? Like, this team is like nobody had us even here. Nobody had us even making the playoffs. That was my being in the ALCS. You know what I'm saying? So this team to me has been surprising. It's been amazing. It's been fun to watch. So this is why I'm so excited about this Yankee team. This Yankee team is just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal to me, man.
Yeah, I like the suggestions for you guys. Thank you very much, Ray. I like the suggestion Chandler had brought up. I don't see why not if you was to go that route. Headley looks bad at the plate. Holiday and his limited actually looks bad at the plate. And I'm missing one. Holiday. Holiday. They all three of them, man. They haven't not gotten anything to get going. I want to move on real quick because I know it's really splitting hairs, and I shouldn't do this, but we're equal opportunists on this platform, man. We call out the players when they do good and do bad. First of all, I love the drag bunt by Didi Gregorius in that first inning, but man, he was getting he got picked off at first, and then I think there was another play where he tried to run down the line and they called it safe, but they had to go back and replay and got him out. But I mean, he's really splitting hairs at this point when it comes to him. Bird has been fine. Who else has been fine in my opinion? Bird, Gardner still has quality at bats from what I remember. Judge, despite the home run, I don't care what anybody says on social media, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, he still looks uncomfortable. He did what he needed to do to get that home run to really put some runs on the board for the Yankees. But I'm still not comfortable with Judge, even despite the home run. I'm going to go back to Av because now we got – I would assume that Sonny Gray is pitching game four, and it seemed like it's been forever since we've seen Sonny Gray. It seemed like it's been forever since we've seen Sonny Gray. And going to CeCe Sabathia in game three was the right move anyway. I mean, Joe's pushed the right buttons in the season for the most part. He made that challenge in game one when we knew that he was going to lose that challenge. But knowing that what happened in Cleveland, he had to do what he had to do to make a politically correct challenge or whatever. So I think Girardi's been finding all this, man. But Ab, I'm going to go back as far as going forward. This pitching has been phenomenal. And then now you got Sonny Gray going into game four, and we could really try to tie up the series. What's your thoughts, Ab? Anything else you'd like to add, man?
Well, it looks like they just announced that Lance McCullers will pitch for the Astros tomorrow against Sonny Gray. It has been a while. What was it, game one of the division series since the last time we saw Sonny Gray?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's been a minute, and, I still feel good about him coming in. To me personally, he has the advantage over McCullers, record-wise, stuff-wise. I always feel like, Gray's biggest problem is just getting the run support. And it's just reducing the amount of traffic on the base path. I think that if he's able to keep the ball down, locating his fastball, keeping Houston at bay. It's pretty much Houston hasn't been able to do very much at all. I mean, they score five runs in three games. For a team that led the American League and it's not all baseball and runs, so it's going to be really interesting to see if Gray can keep them guessing, keep them off balance, and just keep them off the scoreboard, because if the Yankees are able to, you know, to replicate or continue with the momentum, because, I mean, you know, putting up 8 runs tonight was huge. If they can carry on that momentum going into tomorrow, you know, just like I'm not sure who said it earlier, but if we tie the series and we're going back to Houston, you know, putting up 2 very good offensive performances plus holding Houston at bay, I don't see why not. Why not us? Why not number 28 coming home? Or at least number 41, the 41st American League championship in Yankee history. But it's kind of weird that it's going to be an afternoon and they're letting the AL go in the afternoon while the NL takes the prime time game. But it is what it is. I'm pretty sure Yankee Stadium is still going to be a ruckus house, and hopefully Greg can hold them down.
Cool. All right, Chandler, what about you? Your thoughts, and then we'll go back to Rain and get some final thoughts. Go ahead, back to Chandler.
Well, TBS paid more money than Fox did, so that's why TBS has the evening game. But I'm looking for Sonny Gray to go 7 with 1 run. I think that's what Sonny Gray is going to do. The Yankee coaching staff and management has pushed the right buttons with most of these guys. Sonny Gray is a latter-day David Cone in the sense of this is a guy who takes his craft very seriously, and they've insulted him. He hasn't pitched for 1 game, which says that they don't trust him, so he's got to prove himself. I think Sonny Gray goes 7 and gives up 1. I think we win this game. And then after that, all bets are off. I like what they're doing. I like the fact that the arms that we trust are available. And also adding the fact that at a 4 o'clock game, with the way Sonny Gray pitches, by the time he gets to the third or fourth inning, there will be shadows. It's not going to be a lot of sun this time of year, but there will be shadows, which will help him because he throws a lot of pitches that move. I like how they have this set up. I think Lance McCullers, I think, is going to spit the bit, honestly. I just think right now we're set up to go back to Houston 2-2, and at that point, it's our series to lose.
All right, cool. Ray, what's your thoughts as well? If you could give us your thoughts on, and then we'll go back around final thoughts. Go to Ray. Anything else you'd like to add, Ray?
Listen, if Sonny Gray can give us 7 and only give a 1 run, that'll be great. I feel that if we win tomorrow, I see us winning the series in 6. And we're going to World Series. I really do. If we can get run support for Sonny Gray, and Sonny Gray pitches a hell of a game, we're going to win. If we win tomorrow, we'll go to Houston. If we can at least win 1, we'll go back to the Bronx. We'll go to the World Series. That's what I got, man. Like, I really see this team going to World Series this year.
Cool, man. Cool. Chandler, we get some thoughts, and then we'll go to Av and then wrap up. Chandler, your final thoughts, and then go to Av.
I agree. I think we win this game, we go to the World Series. I don't care what no one's hitting or whatever. Right now, with everybody screaming about how Houston's pitching has dominated us, we've outscored them 10-5. Think about that for a minute. With everybody screaming about how we've been outpitched, right, and we've been dominated, we've outscored them 10-5. I kind of like our chances.
Night, Chandler 7, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, sir. The infamous Knickerbocker Avenue. Your thoughts, your final thoughts.
My final thought is I apologize, fellas. It's a great win for the Yankees, and I'm excited for tomorrow, but I want to speak really quick, not as Knickerbocker Ave, but as the man, Angel Batances, and I wanted to say to all the, you know, the Bleed Blue Nation, my brothers, the stakeholders, everybody else, if you or anybody you know is suffering from deep depression or anything like that, seek help. Don't suffer in silence. 22 every day, are taken from us, and at least 3,000 people commit suicide a day. So call the suicide prevention hotline. This is the last time you'll ever hear me say that, but I'll post it on my own personal thing. I just want to thank Steve for his patience and everybody. Bleed blue, Sangre Azul. Let's go Yanks tomorrow night.
You know, Evan, you can never say it enough, man. You always put out that word, man. You never know who may be listening. You never know who is listening to what Chandler is saying, Ray is saying, yourself, myself. There's people who are always listening to these episodes that we do, and they always reach out that they thank us for what we do. It's just escape from life, whether personal battles they're going through or just an enjoyment of sports and hearing from fans like us, the everyday fans like you, me, and Chandler and Ray. Those things, man, that's real. That's real stuff, man. Continue to share that anytime here on the Bleed Blue Show, your page, however you want to do it, man. We here. This is one Bleed Blue family. This is one stakeholder roundtable, however you want to call it, man. I mean, this is what we do, man. This is bringing fans together and for personal enjoyment and enjoy life, man. This is what we do, man. I can never thank you enough for sharing that word to let people know, especially on the situation of suicide, man. Absolutely. My final thoughts as well, guys. I love the win. I mean, and like Chandler said, I always thought Houston was the better team than Cleveland. And what the Yankees pitching has done up until this point, this whole entire postseason has been remarkable. Can't be any prouder as a Yankee fan on a pitching strength, man. I mean, this is excellent. And this is the best they've been pitching all year. All year. I'm saying all year. It's this stretch right now, and you couldn't find a better time to do that. And as well as it's still like we still need to see some bats to get going, though. There's some other guys like Castro I would like to see get going. Todd Frazier quietly has been kind of like a spark plug in a way. With you got the home run and you saw the heads up base run, and this guy has been a fun guy to watch. I got to see other guys pick up the place, man. I know we talked about it last week on Night Channel 7. We talked about Aaron Hicks's production. I love Aaron Hicks out there performing. And I'd love to see what Judge did with the glove today. And then I know we saw the home run, but I need to see better at bats because he's struggling with that damn curve on the other outside of the plate. These pitchers are good. But McCullers, he may be in for a long one on that day game. We'll discuss that. But for Ray, for Chandler, and for Knickerbocker Avenue, myself, this episode will be on iTunes Podcast for Public Tuning and your Stitcher apps, guys. It's been an honor talking sports with you guys. As always, man, your time is always valuable. The Dugout Podcast, ALCS Game 3, Yankees win. Sangre Azul. We will.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.